I'm Kay Erickson, YPR News. Over 6,000 people crowded into the Expo Park in Great Falls for President Donald Trump's campaign rally. As Jackie Yamanaka reports, Trump called on Montanans to defeat incumbent U.S. Senator John Tester in November.
Trump said it's time Montanans send someone to Congress who will fight for them and vote to support his agenda. He complained Tester has voted against replacing and repealing Obamacare, his tax cut proposal, and a proposal to stop late-term abortions.
I know a lot of people from Montana. You got to explain that one to me. How did he get elected? All right. You can right your wrong in November, okay?
Then he called Tester dishonest for attacking his former White House physician and VA secretary nominee, Ronnie Jackson, who later withdrew his name before his confirmation hearing. Previously, Trump told Fox News Tester, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, would, quote, have a big price to pay in Montana for releasing information alleging misconduct by Jackson.
And that's probably why I'm here, because I won Montana by so many points, I don't have to come here.
Trump won Montana by 20 points in 2016. The rally was in support of Republican Senate nominee Matt Rosendale, who won the party's contested June primary. Tester, meanwhile, held a listening session in Billings with agricultural producers and local businesses to discuss how tariffs will impact the Montana economy. Tester also ran a series of full-page ads welcoming Trump to Montana. He also said he wished the president spent more time in the state.
I think it's really, really critically important that when the president comes here, he just doesn't do a campaign rally, that he also gets around and sees some of the things that Montana has as far as economic challenges.
Tester faces challenges from three candidates on the November ballot. Besides Republican Matt Rosendale, there's Green Party candidate Steve Kelly and Libertarian Rick Breckinridge. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Great Falls.